Specific Conversations from the Development Policy Centre with Tess Newton-Kane.
My name is Tess Newton-Kane. I'm a research associate with the Development Policy Centre. And this morning, it's great to catch up again after a bit of a while with Astrid Bullikon, who is the General Manager of the Vanuatu Chamber of Commerce and Industries. Thank you for making some time, Astrid, and welcome to Pacific Conversations.
Good morning, Jess. Thank you for coming into the chamber this morning.
Okay, so we've organised some things that we're going to talk about. So to start off with, I'd like to ask you, from the perspective of the chamber, what do you think is the current state of relationships between the private sector, the business sector of Vanuatu, and the government?
The state of state and business relationship in Vanuatu focuses mainly on continuous active dialogue between the Vanuatu government, the ministries, departments, public institutions, and the private sector. And this is through the arm of the private sector, which is VCCI, Vanuatu Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
And how would you describe, how would you characterize those relationships at the moment? Do you think they are improving, getting worse? Is the chamber happy with the state of those relationships at the moment?
I think that it has improved over the years, and recently what we can see is a more active and dynamic dialogue between the Vanuatu government and the Chamber of Commerce. Of course, there are some obstacles, I would say challenges and issues, and what we could say about blockages is that it includes lack of consultation maybe with the private sector on specific issues. I would say some certain issues, not all the issues, but certain issues, such as maybe proposed legal bills and any proposed legal documents affecting the private sector. Here I'm thinking about, for instance, labor and industrial relations legislation, trade agreements, negotiations. Trade department in that regard does a lot to consult with the private sector. But we think there is room for improvement. Okay. The other type of, like, let's say, legal documents, some proposed legal documents that we would think it would be better if there is more consultation with private sector. These documents are investment and business legislation. We think that there is sometimes not enough consultation, and we are sometimes taken aback. It's like a fait accompli. The bill is already gone to the parliament. It's been approved, endorsed, and then it becomes gazetted. And so it's a fait accompli. And what can we do? We just have to do with it. And it's like when we raise concerns and worries about, you know, what could be the outcomes or the impact of the implementation or enforcement of such laws or legislation, you know, in Vanuatu at the national level. It's very difficult for the Chamber of Commerce and the private sector to just to communicate on at that level and make them understand that there's a need for prior consultation before any documents become laws.
Okay, thank you. So what do you think needs to be done in order to overcome some of those blockages that you've identified? I mean, obviously, you've indicated that the chamber is open to dialogue and you would encourage. Is there anything more that the chamber can do or that you would like to see done on the part of government to improve that situation?
What we've done is that we have advised those key relevant departments that there is a need for better communication between the private sector, that is the BCCI, and their department, their respective department. So we are in a process of formalizing, making sure that they understand that there should be a mechanism being set up within, you know, that will allow a better, efficient and productive communication between their department and the BCCI. Just to make sure that, you know, we are on the same level of understanding and that we can come up, even if there are any issues, misunderstandings or disagreements, on specific issues, we could come up to some kind of compromise whereby, you know, the department will not fail to that they will not feel that they are, you know, not doing their job.
Yeah.
Because we are there to make sure that, you know, we do our job and they do their job as well.
So. Yeah.
But there is a way of doing it that is more productive, I think.
Yeah. I think that's really interesting, because what I'm taking from what you're saying is that you want to move the relationship to one of collaboration, mm-hmm. rather than the only time you talk to each other is, you know, because you're raising a point of disagreement about something that's already been done. So with that more efficient means of communication, it's more about being able to collaborate around areas of policy mm-hmm. that everyone's interested in. So turning to policy areas, which are the ones at the moment that the VCCI has identified? What are the key policy areas that you've identified in terms of promoting private sector development in Vanuatu in the medium to longer term?
Mm-hmm. The VCCI is currently in the process of defining its key policy areas. In fact, we would have to eventually this year, 2014, work on a private sector policy. But what I can say so far is that the key policy areas of the private sector, that is the VCCI, would seek to achieve the economic independence of Vanuatu by advocacy and policy development on behalf of the private sector and delivering support and services to entrepreneurs and employers in the medium term. It seeks also to achieve a strong and respectable private sector contributing to Vanuatu's economic independence in the long term. So this is what we would like to achieve through this policy.
Okay. And what do you think, what does the Chamber see as the needs on the government side in order to further those objectives? Yes.
What we can say is that somehow the private sector, at least through its arm, VCCI, needs to align its policy with the policy directives of the Vanuatu government. What we can say is that we are already, I think, achieving one of the first priority of the PAA, Priority Actions Agenda of the Vanuatu government. That's from 2006-2015. We've been working on that first priority. And this PAA, so the first priority of the PAA of the Vanuatu government aims to achieve the private sector development and employment creation. So this is what the private sector does at the moment. VCCI works on this line. This government policy directive is clearly defined. The private sector through VCCI has to continuously work to achieve this first priority by dialoguing and consulting with the Vanuatu government, the ministries, departments, and public institutions for a productive partnership.
Okay, good. Looking at a particular area of the economy now, which is that of tourism, how would you assess the prospects for tourism in Vanuatu? And I'd also like you in particular to give me your opinion or the Chamber's opinion as to the need for a new airport, which there was a lot of talk about a little while ago. We haven't heard so much talk about it in the last little while, but in relation to tourism, how significant is that in terms of a development need?
Now, VCCI thinks that there is a potential to develop further the tourism sector in Vanuatu, and what we can say is that there were 327,000 tourists in 2012. So we expect that we would keep that momentum for the next 3 years. So this is a very good prospect. The issue of a new airport is currently under review at the government level. What I can say from the VCCI perspective is that the most important and urgent challenge to deal with in Vanuatu this year is the overlay of Boyfield Airport pavement to continue to operate international and domestic flights.
Mm-hmm. What else is VCCI working on in terms of tourism development, particularly in terms of developing tourism opportunities outside of Port Vila?
VCCI is currently working on as a partner in a specific project. It's called Pacific Growth and Employment Project, PGEP. It's a 2-year project, eventually could be renewed. And this project is funded by OZ, And we hope that it will continue to be implemented in Vanuatu once the timeline is over. Now, this project is in the process of providing an action plan for the creation of employment opportunities in the tourism sector in Vanuatu, which means that this is at large, like urban areas, and of course it would include the rural areas of Vanuatu. It also, so this project also includes the commission of a feasibility study to assess the employment outcomes from various entrepreneurial ventures, which are cooperatives, nucleus farms, traditional businesses, to increase the supply of local fruits, vegetables, and eggs in the tourism supply chain. And VCCI is one of the key partners in this project with the Vanuatu government and the Vanuatu Council of Trade Unions. And what I see is that this is where we could link the agricultural productive sector, primary productive sector of Vanuatu, with one of the main key services of Vanuatu, the tourism sector. Mm-hmm. And we hope that this will be, we will be able to link the outer islands, the rural areas, where tourism is is actually growing, developing, let's say, at the moment, developing, so that's like an early stage of development, with the two urban areas where development of tourism is well, you know, well undertaken. Fort Vila, of course, has more hotel rooms than maybe Santo Luganville, but it doesn't matter. Luganville is actually growing fast, at a very fast rate. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that, I'm glad you raised that issue of linking the agricultural sector with tourism, because I was at a recent IMF conference where that was identified as a significant opportunity for countries such as Vanuatu. So I guess I've got two follow-up questions. One is, does what you've, would I be right in thinking that what you've just said indicates that maybe rather than always being focused on exports, which is how we've usually thought about the agricultural sector, that maybe in Vanuatu what we need to be focusing on is building those supply chains domestically?
Yes, I think before we think about exports, developing further exports in the agricultural sector, we should first be focusing on our domestic markets, and this is at the national level. But of course, before we go to the national level, we need to focus at the provincial level. Provincial level, and then we go up to the national level. And then once we've mastered and we have actually exhausted all the avenues in terms of like supply chain at the provincial level and at the domestic national level, then we can think of the export level. Why we think this way is because our local lead farmers in Vanuatu, they still need to learn a lot. They need to learn a lot in terms of control of quality and quantity of their production. And how we, not only the VCCI, but also the Vanuatu government and other key stakeholders, donor agencies, can help these lead farmers to actually sell and better market the produce, not only at the provincial level, but at the national level first.
Okay.
And this is where we need to identify potential, let's say, clients, mm-hmm. purchasers that could be in the tourism sector, now the accommodation sector, that would be like hotels, guest houses, resorts, and also we have in the tourism sector the bars, restaurants, tour operators, transfer businesses, and also we thought maybe eventually, but this is not sure, you know, we have the cruise ships. This is not that well, maybe we don't know what opportunities would be there, but there is room for eventual future potential markets, eventually. But we think also of the catering of Air Vanuatu, mm-hmm. for instance. This could be a good client for our farmers.
Have you thought about whether there's any need for an intermediary between the lead farmers and all of those potential purchasers, like some sort of agri-broking service, so that rather than the lead farmers having to create relationships with resorts and Air Vanuatu and restaurants, they just create a relationship with one bulk purchasing operation, and that's the operation that then makes sure that each of those individual purchasers gets what they want. Is there any potential for a system like that in Vanuatu?
In fact, as we say, we're thinking about setting up in the six provinces a quality checkpoint house. But this will be run by a business person, a business. It won't be run by the VCCI. We would just be providing the technical and business support, management support, that's all. And this quality checkpoint house would be in the six provinces. We could then have either direct relationships, business, B2B, with the hotels, resorts, and all the other tourism operators, or eventually they could have B2B relationships with some businesses in Vanuatu. You know, it doesn't have to be the tourism operators, could be both. Mm-hmm. But direct B2B with the tourism operators, or indirect tourism relationship with tourism operators via another business that is located in Luganville and in Port Vila.
Okay, I mean, I think that all sounds, it all sounds very exciting, and I would love to see something like that happening, because I think it's really important to spread the benefits of tourism. But we need to recognise that tourists aren't necessarily going to want to go everywhere with their cash. So it's about how can we get more people involved, maybe at that secondary or tertiary level. What are the blockages to that? What more does Vanuatu need in terms of the right policy environment or infrastructure requirements to make those sorts of things work and work well?
I think in terms of policy, Vanuatu has done a lot. There's so many policies now that have been drafted, approved, endorsed in Parliament, and they are currently being in the process of being implemented. So this is fine. I think at the policy level, Vanuatu has done very well over the last few years. In terms of infrastructure, this is where there is a big gap. There is this project that the Ministry of Infrastructure is currently implementing, which is inter-island, how to improve inter-island shipping services. And we think that if there is also a development, building or rehabilitation or renovation of wharves and jetties in the outer islands, then what we could see is a better service, shipping, inter-island shipping service, between the outer islands and the main business markets, to actually supply food stuff. I'm thinking about vegetables, fruits, and eventually other products, agricultural products.
What about access to credit? How significant an issue is that?
I don't think that it's such a big issue, because it's been very well looked after by NBV, National Bank of Vanuatu. They have 28 branches around Vanuatu, and they've got at least one branch in each some of the main islands, but they are present in the six provinces of Vanuatu. Each island, main island, has at least one branch, mm-hmm. So there are 28 branches. It's the only bank, commercial bank, that is present in the outer islands of Vanuatu today, and they've done a great job. They are currently working on improving the electronic banking, and eventually maybe installing an ATM at each one of these 28 branches. At the moment, you've got only ATMs in Port Vila, Luganville, and Saratamata, and Lakatoro, I think. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, sorry, Lenakel. And eventually Lakatoro.
So we are, that access to finance, access to banking services is growing, and it's certainly grown a lot in the last 15 or so years since I've lived in Vanuatu, because that wasn't the case then.
I think yes.
What do you think has been the impact, and maybe what is the future potential of increased access to mobile communications.
Yes, it's true. With the soon, I hope so, launching of the submarine cable operations, because at the moment it's been installed but it's not being turned on at the moment. Soon it will be turned on and be operational. And what I hope is that the telecom operators would eventually make use of this important IT tool to actually improve the communications quality and the speed in Vanuatu, and eventually it could benefit not only Port Vila and Luganville but the outer islands as well. And this, of course, will further improve tourism development in Vanuatu. And I hope so, also, the agricultural primary sector of Vanuatu.
Okay. Thank you, Astrid, for your time and for sharing your thinking on those issues. It's been great to catch up with you and find out what's going on with the Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you very much, Tess.
You have been listening to a podcast from the Development Policy Centre. For more information on our work, visit our website at devpolicy.anu.edu.au. To join the conversation on Australian aid, Papua New Guinea and the Pacific, and global development policy, visit our blog at devpolicy.org. At the blog, you can also sign up to our newsletter for all the latest updates or connect with us on social media. Thanks for listening.